Welcome to TASBOcast, the official podcast of the Texas Association of School Business Officials. We are the trusted resource for school finance and operations. Hello, this is Tom Greer. On today's episode, I'm hosting our Executive Director, Tracy Ginsburg, and Board President, Daryl Dodds, CFO for Midland ISD. Welcome to TASBOcast. We kind of had a hiatus this summer, so we may be a little bit rusty. And I mean, truthfully, we may always been a bit rusty. So I'm going to start with a couple of icebreakers for our guests, Tracy and Daryl. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Tom, for having us.
Me too, Tom. And thank you for everything. And thank you for doing this for TASBO and everybody else. Just glad it's Friday.
Yay, Friday.
Nice. All right. So this is a softball, the first softball for you. What was the best place you visited this summer, Daryl?
I didn't go anywhere except going to TASBO meetings. So I guess Lost Pines with the board was a great place for us to get together and also get to know each other a little bit, since we had five new board members that we really hadn't got to meet except on Zoom. So that was a great trip for me. And then, of course, summer conference at Kalahari Resort was great. And it was great to see a lot of folks. But, you know, when you're July 1 physical year, your summer is pretty much gone. So I'm sorry about not having anything just great and interesting. So.
No, the Kalahari was amazing. And I was actually going to say that for myself. Going to the Kalahari Round Rock was impressive. We talked about it at our last meeting, just to get, have a little sidetrack. We were looking through the survey results, and it was one of our most successful summer conferences ever.
I think people were just glad to get out and see each other. We spent a year kind of confined to our homes and our offices.
Yeah, and what about for you, Tracy?
Well, I have to echo what Daryl said about the board. Leadership retreat was fabulous. It was great getting to spend time with our tremendous group of board of directors. I also learned a little bit about them. I learned that, like Jeffrey, plays a mean game of cornhole. Derek and Philip are always spot on with their wit and their humor, and I don't want to name all board members because I'll leave someone out, but it was great getting to know the board members on a more personal friend level. The other thing that I certainly enjoyed summer conference, it was even more special because I got to take my little friend, my little grandson with me. And, Kalahari was a terrific resort. And then if you ever read our magazine, I talked a little bit about my recent trip up to Maine. It wasn't exactly for all the right reasons. We had a family memorial service, but gosh, to get away. And I sympathize, Daryl. I was the June 30th fiscal year, and my mom never could understand why I couldn't travel back in the days. But thank you all for all you do.
Yeah, that was an interesting article in the magazine about your boating outing.
Yeah.
That's.
I was going to say the same thing. That was awful brave. But anyway, I can only imagine you explained it really well. To almost feel like we were there living that point with you. So great job, Tracy.
Now, do you get seasick? Did you need a Dramamine?
No, I don't get seasick. And for those of you who haven't read, I went back east for a memorial service for my uncle. And while we were there, we decided to have a ceremony at sea for Steve's dad, who had died even before the pandemic. And it seemed like a great idea, except the morning that we were supposed to leave, the weather wasn't great. And but the captain said, well, we can, you know, what I learned while we were in the middle of what I thought was the sea, which was probably just the mouth of the bay, when I when the waves were up over the boat and what have you, that the captain had been a lobsterman and he was used to this. And, you know, he'd go out to sea for 100 days and, you know, fish for a living. And, you know, I don't think our experience was anything, you know, for his experience. But for me, as being a novice, I don't care to ever get on a sailboat again.
All right. Well, let's get started. You also talked about the Award of Excellence in Financial Management. This is going to be the second year that we're offering it. The deadline to apply for this district-wide award is November 1. So the question is, Tracy, why should a CFO in a school district apply for this award?
Number one, I think CFOs have an obligation to the community that they serve. And truthfully, the communities we serve have are used to more information. We live in an information society, a data society. And so the award for financial excellence gives the district the opportunity to kind of put their financial side of the house under a microscope, if you will, by their peers. And the things that we look for and the things that we celebrate is that, you know, we had a clean audit without a qualified opinion. We have posted all the TEA required schedules. We have good internal audit practices. But the part of the award that matters to me is one of the most important reasons is we require you to demonstrate how you're communicating with your community, either through your budget presentations or your monthly financial updates or through the materials on your web, the district's finances. You know, we are stewards of our taxpayer resources. And the more open we are about how we're managing them, the more we can bring things down to a level that they're easily understood. I mean, I would shudder to think if I tried to explain the school finance formula. As we all know, it's really, really complicated. So we need to bring those things way down and not talk in acronyms and talk more at the layperson's level. And that's one of the things this award measures.
Yeah, Daryl, how important is that communication with the community? And I know you're in Midland right now, but I know you've been in some other districts. What are your thoughts on that?
The communication with your stakeholders, whether it's parents, businesses, even your students and staff, in order to show what you're doing for the district and how the money is being spent and what you're providing is the transparency that truly needs to be shown to all stakeholders for the district. And if you can do that and you're able to highlight and recognize your department, or you may be a one-person show, and how you're being able to do that and actually show your community where they can understand, because that's the main thing too, is, you know, your board members are generally not dealing with school finance. They can see numbers, but they don't always know that. But how you're presenting to your board, how you're presenting to your community, and making sure that everybody understands what the budget is doing for their students and the community is just a great thing. And I think just showing that and being able to apply for this award of excellence is a great thing. You know, it also acknowledges your fiscal management of the district finances. So it's just a great way to highlight how you're doing with and being a good steward of the school district's money.
Okay. Now, Tracy, when I looked through the application, it seems to me it was an excellent exercise on gathering information each district should already have on hand anyway. Would you say that's accurate?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this award, you know, the deadline's November 1st. I don't recommend waiting until October 20th to pull together the information, but much of the data you're already pulling together for your annual audit. And, you know, maybe you think you don't have time this year. I think you probably do. But certainly as you begin your budget process in 2022, you can begin gathering the data there. But the bulk of the data relates directly to the audit, bulk of the data that's requested. And so don't feel overwhelmed. And we had a great webinar that's available on our website to kind of walk through it. And we have some people that walked through it last year that can be excellent mentors as to how they pulled it together.
Or they can call you, right?
Yeah, they can absolutely call me. I actually, just before we got on this, I was on the phone call with someone who's going to apply. And so it's a great process. And you know what? You need something to celebrate. And we'll certainly celebrate your success and at annual conference. And it's something you can celebrate with your TASBO friends and with your work friends and your community.
We've already set up files where we, you know, when we complete something, we start putting them over into files so we can go ahead and pull it easier than still. Mm-hmm. So we have started doing that for our own. We did not get to apply last year. We were just not in a place we could. But I do think that even though we were shorthanded this year, Daryl's going to have to get busy on a lot of things. So I think it will be, we are trying to get everything ready. But it's easier if you go ahead and kind of set up some files and some placeholders that you can just put that information in. And then once you start putting it all together, it would be a lot easier doing that.
All right, excellent. And it does seem like it's a good team exercise or one that you could share with your superintendents on, and so they are kept abreast at, you know, what your department's up to.
Mm-hmm. And we actually go through the applications as we're planning events for next year and find those people with those exemplary applications and reach out to them to help present and teach their peers.
Excellent. One of the goals of our new strategic plan, and I quote, is to unite the Texas school community in solving common challenges by maximizing shared opportunities. I know that's a mouthful, but one example of that is our partnership with TASA TASB on the budget cohort. Tracy, tell us a little bit more about the program.
We opened the registration just last week. And we spend a year together as a cohort of districts. So districts can bring the thought processes that the district will bring a team of cabinet level individuals or like the superintendent, CFO, maybe the director of HR, maybe the director of curriculum. And they will travel through this budget process throughout the year. And so we will expose them to a variety of topics, on good budget practices. The first session will be at the upcoming TASA TASB conference. And at that session, we're going to analyze data. We're going to work with our partner Forecast 5 and develop reports that are specific to each district and spend some time peeling back the onion on that data. And we'll talk about throughout the year, we'll talk about PEAMS. We'll talk about what you should expect from your chief appraiser, how to budget for instruction, how to build a master schedule that's efficient and maximizes your funding. And, you know, there's no shortage of topics in the school finance world. And we have a very robust agenda of 30 plus hours of training. And so not only do you become closer as a team attending the cohort, but as you work with the districts who are around you and you all walk through the cohort together, you kind of form those cross relationships with districts who, you know, may not be in your back door, but may be more similar to you than you realize.
Well, excellent. Yeah, we're looking forward to being at TASA TASB. Daryl, do you have any thoughts on the budget cohort?
Well, last year was kind of my first chance to be a part of the budget cohort. I think it's an excellent exercise, and I think it's something that all of us learn each and every event. It also brings the rest of the group that you have with you up to speed on how you're going through. So when you're asking for things, they now understand why you're asking for those items and how to get through the budget process. And to me, the partnerships that this has brought apart is just, it unites the different groups, whereas before, I don't think we ever were united, even though we're all going for the same goal. I think it's just brought us closer together, and that's what we need. We need that cross collaboration with the group, with the different associations and the associations members that they represent. So I just think it's an excellent way for us to do what we need to do in our school districts.
And I think sometimes we speak accountingese, the budgetese, and we're kind of on an island. And when you go through with your peers from across the department and others are there in the same boat, you begin, I think you listen more critically, perhaps, and work together a little bit better.
Well, excellent. You know, in this program and some others is, you know, kind of one of the reasons why we're actually adding staff at TASBO, and we also have a retirement coming up. So Tracy, tell us about some of the new staff and what it means for TASBO and its members.
I'm excited with our new e-learning team. You know, we had a fabulous group before, and both found other opportunities. And so that gave us a chance to kind of step back and realize how important our online component was. And so we brought in Brenda Richmond, who just recently retired. You may know her from the PIMS and technology world. And she's leading that e-learning team. And she's joined by Matt Fulmer and Kyle Wallace, both new to TASBO, but both with just significant experience and tremendous customer service. I love to listen to them on the phone with members, and I love to listen to them solving problems together. And so they've already put a new skin and a new look on our online content, because Matt brings 20 plus years of experience, but his passion is nonprofits and education. He started at St. Edward's and spent some time at UT. And so his passion is for us. And I think I just feel very blessed that Matt's with us. We'll also have a new voice. You know, we're losing Linda. Linda Defoe has been with us almost 15 years.
She's actually, kind of been the it's voice. 16 years.
16 years. Okay.
Yes.
That means I'm getting older and during this podcast. But she has kind of been the voice of certification. And we're bringing in a new woman named Heather Lee, coming from Austin ISD. She and Brenda work together, and Brenda has nothing but just the best things to say about her customer service and her passion for education. So I'm excited Heather will be joining us. And then I asked for clearance, but in November, the Center for School Finance will add an additional individual, and that Al McKenzie will be leaving TEA and joining TASBO. We'll celebrate that more in a future podcast, probably make Al sit down and do some podcasts. And but I just couldn't be more thrilled. And, you know, TASBO's growing because we're able to provide for our members in a variety of ways.
No, I just wanted to echo Tracy on, we've had great staff, but it seems like when we do, they move on to different things. We keep excelling at hiring great, great people. I'm excited about Brenda. She was on the board with us before and has and did a great job as a board member. She's always been a great teacher and in the PEAMS and technology. I got to meet Matt and Kyle at the last board meeting, was very excited to listen to them. And, you know, adding to the already great team at the Center of School Finance with Amanda, Janae, and Karen to bring on Al's is a great hire. And I don't want to forget, I know we've talked about her many times, but, you know, Becky Estrada coming in September. You know, I always tease her that she's the overachiever, and she has helped many, many TASBO members throughout the years just doing it on the side. So it's great that now she's going to be a part of the team, and it's exciting. I'm excited for TASBO in the future as we continue to grow in members and grow with the staff and it's a, you know, tribute to you know, Tracy and all the group that she has. It's just an awesome deal.
It's a great team. And you know what? I would be remiss if I didn't mention here, too, when we're talking about the great team and the great staff, is later in September, Becky Fogg, who is our Director of Member Engagement, member experiences, will be honored by our professional association, TSAE, as being the Young Professional of the Year. And I get the honor of introducing Becky, but I thought to do it, I would reach out to some members and board members and get their thoughts on her. And I, you know, it's going to be fun to share. And I can't think of a more deserving honoree. And so I'm looking forward to that. So you're right, Daryl. TASBO's only as good because of the people that make up the team. And I'm just very blessed to work here and to be a part of that team, as I know Tom feels.
We appreciate your time, Tracy, and especially you, Daryl. I know it's a busy school year starting, and we wish you and all of the TASBO members the best on making this a great school year despite all the odds.
Yeah, and you guys, it's going to be a good school year. I walked by the school bus the other day that was loading kinder and first graders. They're excited to be back in school. The chatter and the happiness and waiting at the bus stop, even though it's 6:45 in the morning, they're excited. And you know, that does my heart good, because that's what it's all about.